Well, hello, my friends, and welcome in once again to another edition, long-awaited and much-anticipated edition of Sean Paul Speaks. I am, as always, the aforementioned Sean Paul, and I am now speaking. And I am very thankful to be speaking, and it's been a very long time since I've been in here, although I have continued to speak, but it hasn't been here. Well, not much has changed for me, with me personally, since we last spoke. I'd get my ID card out and make sure I was still the actual Sean Paul. It's been so long, but wouldn't do me no good to get it out and look at it. I couldn't see it no way. However, things still look the same in the shower this morning, so it's still me. And I did look in the mirror when I came out of the shower. You can ask my wife. There is a very large nose print in there in the middle of the mirror, so I did take an opportunity to look in the mirror. I'm participating in No Shave November, so I will be posting a picture of my 21-day growth with this one, and I'll get into the reasons I'm participating in No Shave November here in just a second, but got a lot of ground to cover in this one. I'm going to try to keep this as short as I can, but I'm going to talk a little bit about No Shave November. I'm going to talk a little bit about our move that we made since we last spoke, which was 6 months ago, and a little bit about what I intend, where I intend Sean Paul Speaks to go, and what I intend for it to become. I will be posting on a more regular and consistent basis starting today moving forward. So make sure you subscribe. If you're not subscribed, you can do that in iTunes. You can do it in Stitcher. You can do it from SeanPaulSpeaks.com. There is a myriad of ways to actually subscribe, and I hope that you'll do that so you can stay abreast and up to date of the content as it comes out. As I mentioned, I am participating in No Shave November. Now, if you're not familiar with No Shave November, No Shave November is a deal that was started several years ago. Actually, I do believe that it started in Australia, but it has made its way pretty much around the world, and it is to draw attention to male cancer, such as colorectal cancer, prostate cancer, and or testicular cancer. So it was brought to my attention by my kids back in October, and I thought I would participate. It's something that's near and dear to a lot of men, close to my wife. She lost her father due to male cancer, so it's something that hits home with her, and it's something that hits home with a lot of people, so I was more than glad to participate, and I encourage gentlemen next year to do so. Now, the rules are pretty simple. You put your razor away for the month of November. In other words, you cannot shave, you cannot trim, you don't do anything for the entire month of November. You let your facial hair, including your mustache, grow out, and you start on October the 31st. That's the last day you shave, and you put a picture out there showing that you're clean shaven, and then you participate from the 1st through the 30th of November, and you're asked to put periodic pictures out of yourself, your progress there. And you can actually participate by having people donate in your name or in a name of an individual that would be close to you. So I'll put a link to noshavenovember.com in the show notes, so if you're so inclined, go check it out. And I encourage all men, all gentlemen, to participate next year. A little late to be participating this year, but I do encourage all men to participate next No Shave November. So we're 21 days in, and I got a pretty good growth going, and I've been told by a lot of people, including my wife and my mother. I saw my mother the other day, and my wife has told me several times that she actually likes the beard, so I will actually probably trim it up once I'm all said and done at the 30th there, and keep at least some of it, at least probably a goatee and the mustache or what have you. But I will be trimming up my neck. That's becoming a real issue to me. So enough about that. And as I mentioned, in the last episode that I did way back on May 17th that Kim and I would be moving. We have done that. We did that in June. Not going to go into that very much other than to say thank you to the moving company that we used. And we used a company called Movers Direct. And they are a company who basically you pay to come in and move you. They charge a flat rate fee to start, and then they charge a per hour fee. So what we did to kind of make our progress a little bit easier on us to keep our costs down, because, you know, as I've mentioned many a time before, I'm Chief Cheapskate. I hate to pay for anything. So what we did to keep our costs down was we moved our boxes and things that we could do ourselves, and we left the heavy stuff to them, the beds, the couches, the tables, etc. And I'll tell you, it certainly had made life much easier. Now, I will say that if I had to move again, I may bite the bullet and give them a couple more hours and let them move the boxes too, because that was some hard work. And I'll say this, I'm glad I've got a 15-year-old and a 16-year-old, because they did a lot of the back work that I couldn't do, or that I did do then. But when you're 40, it's not so easy to do anymore. So more than thankful for my young gentlemen. They made that job much easier. But we got that done, and we're really enjoying our house. This is the first time in my life that I have actually lived in a house up until this point. Let me change that. It's the first time in my adult life that I have actually lived in my own home. Up until this point, I have rented apartments or duplexes, and it's a different environment totally. I am absolutely thrilled. Wanda, if you're listening, we thank you very much. We're really enjoying the house and the property and everything like that. So it's great to do that. It's great to be back in here, and it's great to move onward and upward, to quote one of my close friends, one of my close coworkers. So I've done a lot of thinking about what I want Sean Paul Speaks to become. And what I'm going to do is probably not going to interest a lot of people. And that's fine. But I hope it interests you, if you're interested. Well, what I want, I have been a podcast listener for a very long time. And I have listened to many podcasts about how-to podcasts, how to leadership, that kind of stuff. Even some radio shows that have been made into podcasts, which, for those who do, that's not good. Podcasts should be created by content creators, not by radio people. They're two very different environments. Now, I'm not saying that let's say a radio guy can't create a podcast. That's not what I'm saying. Obviously, I'm not saying that, because that's exactly what I'm doing. What I'm saying is that he or she should not take his or her radio show and make that a podcast, because it's a totally different type deal. So over the summer, I found a couple of podcasters who create podcasts about their lives. In other words, they're kind of audio journals. One of them is done by Cliff Ravenscraft, and it's called Pursuing a Balanced Life. And another one is by Dave Jackson, and his is called Building a Better Dave. And basically what these podcasts are is they talk about, they talk about things that they deal with in life and how they deal with those things, and they ask for suggestions on how to deal with certain things and things of that nature that you face. It may be anything from, your computer broken down and how they dealt with that, or maybe they need help dealing with that, or how their exercising is going, or how their business is going, or that kind of stuff. So that is exactly what I intend for Sean Paul Speaks to become. No, I will not be blogging or audio blogging about what I had for lunch, unless it leads to something, unless there is some reason as to why I'm leading to that. But no, I'm not going to get in here and tell you that I had a can of beefaroni for lunch. That's wasting your time, and that's wasting mine, and that doesn't get us anywhere. But what I do intend to do is I intend to talk about things that affect me, things that may affect you, hopefully that do affect you. I really want this to be more about you than it is about me. But I'll be the voice, you give direction. So in other words, if there's things that you would like for me to cover, things that you would like for me to talk about, then feel free to leave comments in the comments section, or feel free to send me an email, and you can do that. I'm not going to get into all the ways that you can contact me. The best way to do that is just go to SeanPaulSpeaks.com and click on Contact Sean, and there's a myriad of ways to do it. So if you want to participate, if you have anything that you would like for me to cover, if you have any questions that you would like for me to answer, whether it be about the way, you know, I do certain things, if it has to do with blindness, if it has to do with radio, if it has to do with amateur radio, any of those type things, you know, you want to talk about, you know, better relationships, you want to talk about other things, then that's what I want this to become. That's what I want us to do. That's what where I see this going. You'll kind of get the pattern. I've got tomorrow I'm going to be talking about cutting the cable. So stay tuned for that. I'm not going to post every day, but I do intend to post at least 2-3 times a week. I won't always post from the studio. I may get my old iPod out and record and upload that way, or my digital recorder or what have you. So it just kind of when the thought hits me. And if you read in the description, it talks about I'm going to pontificate, educate, and agitate on everything from politics to news to cigars, beer, my tobacco pipe smoking, sports, everything else. So that's exactly what I intend to do. That's exactly where I intend to go. And I hope that you will join me, and I hope that you enjoy the things that we cover here. And if you have, like I said, if you have any suggestions, please feel free to go to SeanPaulSpeaks.com and click on Contact Sean. You can also follow me on Twitter or Facebook and make your suggestions, conversate there. That's what I want this to be. I want this to be a conversation, a community, and that's what I hope to build toward. And I do have another podcast that will be coming out right after the 1st of January. And it will be called Living Out Loud. And in that podcast, I will be covering specific topics. There will be interviews that will be done, things of that nature. That's not to say that I may or may not do a little interview here. If I've found a product and I think you'll be interested in it, and they've got a PR person that wants to join me, then I want to, I'll get them on and we'll do very short, quick interviews about what they are. But, and I want to keep these short, something that you can listen to on your commute, something that you can listen to at the gym, something like that. But, on Living Out Loud will be a podcast where I do intend to find specific topics and stretch out on those. Those will go a little bit longer, but that'll launch just after first of the year. First Wednesday in January is my target launch date. And that's what I intend to be. I am, in the words of Michael Hyatt, I am building my online platform, and I am trying to get noticed in a digital world. So, and if you've not read Michael Hyatt's book, if you're familiar with Michael Hyatt, I encourage you to read his book called Platform. Great book. It can be found on Amazon. I think it's also a Kindle edition, and it's in the Apple store, whatever their book is, iBooks, I think it's called. I can't even remember, but it is available. It's a great book. I encourage people to read it. I've actually read a few books this summer, which I will, summer and early fall now, which I will get to in future episodes. So stay tuned and we'll see where we go. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being patient with the fact that it's taken me so long to get back in here. And we will move onward and upward. And on that note, thank you very much. Remember to visit the website, SeanPaulSpeaks.com. You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. And I will go ahead and throw the email out there if you're interested. Speak@SeanPaulSpeaks.com. I also have a listener phone number feedback line that you can speak on. We call it the Speak Line. You can get that number by going to SeanPaulSpeaks.com. And then you can click on the Contact Sean tab, or you can just simply go to SeanPaulSpeaks.com/contact, and you'll go right there as well. There's an email form. There's a way you can send me a voicemail directly from your computer. There's a way that you can call in your feedback if you want to use the old twisted pair. I'm going to leave with a quick request. If anybody out there is experienced with WordPress and you would be willing to give me a little bit of your time, remember I am Chief Cheapskate, but if you are willing to give me a little bit of your time to do some visual work for me on WordPress, self-hosted, self-installed on web hosting, I would like for you to get in contact with me. Either send me an email or follow me on Twitter, Facebook, what have you. Let me know. But I am looking for someone that is proficient in WordPress who wants to undertake a little visual back-end work for me. And if you're interested in doing that and you would like to be mentioned on the next episode of Sean Paul Speaks, or a future episode of Sean Paul Speaks, if you find this down the road, let me know, and I'd be glad to talk to you, be glad to work with you, but I have some back-end work that I would like to have done. And on that note, onward and upward, and have a great day.